Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome inside another edition of the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema with you guys on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We're both heading to training camp later, so this pod's going to come to you a little bit earlier than we typically do. I'm heading over to Steelers training camp. Trevor's heading down to Bucks training camp, and he's on your mobile right now, correct, Trevor?
I am. I went mobile.
There we go. But it sounds good so far. Yeah, sometimes it's like hitting all the potholes and everything, but today sounds good.
hey, you can take that. You can thank that City of Tampa road
yes.
work system for that.
Big props to them.
We're in a smooth spot right now.
We need to see if they want to sponsor the podcast. That's the next step, yeah. I think, logically.
Hey, you guys do such a great job with the roads. We were wondering if you wanted to sponsor the Locked On NFL Draft mobile podcast.
We're not going to have that option up here because the roads up here, dear Lord, if you've driven in Pennsylvania, you know exactly what I mean. We're looking back at the 2013 draft today, the epic fail of a draft, I guess is how some people would phrase it. I didn't scout this draft. Did you scout I knew college football. I knew a couple players. I was high on a couple players here and there, but overall I didn't like get into this class in depth. I was 1 year out of school. I was working, somewhere else full time, and I just didn't have the time or energy to commit to doing it at that point. So I didn't look at this class in depth. Did you look at it in depth?
Well, just so the listeners know, I mean, John just said that he's not committed to this. So any opinions, just make sure that you put mine above his, but, I did a little bit. I started getting into scouting in, I think 2011, 2012, and that's when I just started writing mock drafts and ranking players here and there. Not nearly as in depth as I do it now, but I did kind of scout this one a little bit. But holy cow, man, this class was bad.
Yeah,
this class was from, and it's weird because it's like the top 32 that ended up getting taken were so oddly bad or misused in the NFL. And then you go into the second and third round and you find these gems, like these players who are phenomenal now today.
Right.
So it must be that, like, not only did us as like freelance scouters miss the mark, the NFL missed the mark.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
So I can't feel too bad about it. But yeah, it's a rough one if you just want to start naming them at the top.
I mean, Eric Fisher was the first overall pick in this draft, and I think if the rest of the first round wasn't so bad, we might consider him worse than he is. Now, his first 2 years were bad, but he actually has improved to the point, and I've actually watched some of him. He's improved to the point where now he's like a decent left tackle, and you can live with that. At the first overall pick, you don't want that. But at this point, where we're at with the first round, because it just goes downhill from here, I think the Chiefs have to be relatively okay with what happened in the 2013 draft.
Which is really saying something.
Right.
And I also know, like, I have a couple of friends who work in Kansas City who have worked and covered the Chiefs before, and we're even covering the Chiefs then. And just, like, low-key under the radar for a good bit there in the early parts of Eric Fisher's career, they were like, yo, we want to cut this dude.
Yeah.
Like, not only was he not suitable to play, and he played Central Michigan, right?
Yeah.
So you take a guy from Central Michigan and make him the number one overall pick in the NFL draft just because he showed some athletic traits. Mm-hmm. And the first couple of years, when that happens, you have to be okay with a guy and almost like dealing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like Fisher didn't. Now, this is from reports that I've heard from friends, that have covered the team, but like it's almost like Fisher kind of like just wanted to quit, like didn't have the attitude they wanted to have. And if you are a small school guy, you have to realize that you are probably not going to have success early on in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the number one overall pick, and they were teaching him different stuff. And start right away, and just the way that they were pushing him, I was kind of told that he didn't react to that well, and so for a couple of years there, they were like, "Yo, let's dump this dude, please." Mm-hmm. And now he's like you said, he's okay.
Right.
And to say that an okay guy ended up turning up to be one of the better people in the top 10 is pretty silly.
Right. I mean, the next two picks, Luke Jokel, Jacksonville, and now he's in Seattle. Maybe he moved to left guard last year. It hasn't been pretty at all for him at any position. He's really, really struggled. He was a left tackle out of Texas A&M. I don't know that Seattle, which has been the worst place in the NFL to develop offensive line talent, is going to be the right fit for him. We'll see.
Not a good defensive tackle.
Yeah, maybe a little switch in positions.
Seattle going with that one platoon system, that both ways, that train the guys both ways. They're going to be ready for it when the NFL bans substitutions like they did in the 30s.
Seattle doesn't believe in technique. They don't believe in technique or positional refinement. They just believe athleticism and size. That's the only thing they care about.
Heck yeah. My kind of team, Go Hawks.
Speaking of that, only a matter of time. Isn't Deion Jordan there too?
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's over in Seattle. Is he still hanging on?
I feel like the Seahawks player-wise is like Alabama coaching-wise. Does that make any sense? Like, if you're a really good and you got a big name coach, you're going to Alabama at some point if you get fired for being bad or for, I don't know, just like messing up somewhere. I feel like that's the Seahawks. I know that's the Patriots too, but the Seahawks are kind of taking note and they're like, hey, remember this guy that was drafted high? Yeah, let's bring him in.
I mean, Deion Jordan.
He's been cut from three different teams because he's bad. Nah.
That's
give him a chance.
That's basically where Deion Jordan's at this point. I mean, he's hanging on to Seattle's roster. I just looked, and he's on the NFI list right now. So not even fully healthy, which he hasn't been fully healthy a whole lot. Hasn't been impressive when he has been out there. Just a hard guy to assess. But this is where we talked about the other day with those body types, the 6'6", 248.
Yes.
It started around this time, right, with Deion Jordan
and then
to some extent Barkevious Mingo a couple picks later.
Because then, and then Gregory after that, and there's one other guy.
Leonard Floyd, probably. Leonard Floyd.
Yeah. Same kind of mold. Yeah. And actually, like, Floyd can play at linebacker, so he's okay. You know,
right, I like Floyd.
You're not
okay.
Yeah, you're not trying to put him on the edge, go up against the left tackles and right tackles all the time. But, Lane Johnson was next, I believe.
Yep.
And he's kind of like at least the guy that's been good.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Top five, and then
Lane Johnson's a stud.
Oh, no, because five, you got Ezekiel Anza. Right. And I like Ezekiel Anza.
Right.
So those two were okay. But then, Barkevious Mingo, Jonathan Cooper, Tavon Austin, D. Miller, and Chance Wormack were the rest of the top 10. And it's like, what?
Like, dude, that's – D. Miller's not in the league, right? Jonathan Cooper's in
– I don't know.
I don't think he is.
I don't know if he, okay, all right.
Barkevious Mingo, I don't know. I'm trying to think if Barkevious Mingo is still in the league somewhere. I'll type in while we're talking. But he was another one of those long – lanky pass rushers. Yeah, Barkevious Mingo is trying to get a roster spot with the Colts. We should revisit this, honestly, right before the season starts, after final cuts, because there's an outside. I mean, Deion Jordan might not make a roster. Barkevious Mingo might not make a roster. Jonathan Cooper probably makes a roster in Dallas, but he's going to be like their seventh or eighth offensive lineman. D. Milliner, I don't think, is in the league. Where's Chance Wormack at now? I'm trying to remember where he's at right now. I mean, the top 10, you could have four or five of them, Wormax and Philly. You could have four or five of these guys not even on a team at that point.
Basically, like on a roster. Yeah.
I mean, DJ Fluker was the 11th pick, and he's hanging on somewhere, right? Giants?
Yes. DJ Fluker somewhere. He's got
to
be.
I'm trying to think
it's
guys that made their second contract. Eric Fisher got re-signed. Lane Johnson, Ziggy Ansah, those were the best two picks in the first round for sure.
Funny story about Barkevious Mingo, and maybe you could scroll the list and see where they are. So, like, Sam Montgomery was the other kind of pass rusher edge guy who was coming out that year, and they were both from LSU. Sorry, I meant to say both from LSU. And they had a bet with each other who was going to go higher in the draft. And, like, it was like $10,000 or something. Like,
what?
It was a lot of money, like, who was going to go higher in the draft. They bet each other. And Mingo goes, what did he go?
Sixth.
Mingo goes sixth, and Sam Montgomery goes like day three. Like, he wasn't.
I don't
even
know who
close.
Sam Montgomery is.
You don't know who that is?
No, right, I don't remember him.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to scroll down and see where he went. Where did Sam Montgomery go?
That's amazing.
Because when I read that story, it was a significant amount of money. He went third round. He was the third to last pick of the third round, so he almost went day three.
What? Did he even make a roster?
Probably not. No.
I don't even remember him.
I was bigger into college football then, so I just knew the LSU. I knew a lot of the LSU guys because they were SEC, because I watched a lot of SEC games. But down here in the South, I remember that story, and that'll always make me laugh. One guy went 6th overall, one went 95.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. Sam Montgomery. The Texans released Montgomery in 2013, a couple months after they picked him in the third round, along with two other players for unspecified violation of team rules. And then the Raiders signed him later in December of that year, and he was released three days later. And then he signed with the Bengals and was released a couple months later, or signed to their practice squad, and then he was released by them in 2015, and that was the last we've heard of him. So he never.
So I don't. I don't know how far you went down the list, but are we at DJ Hayden yet?
We're at DJ Fluker and DJ Hayden, back-to-back bust DJs. I guess Fluker's been okay for this first round. I mean, hard to get mad about Fluker.
And then there's Sheldon Richardson and Star Lotulelei.
Yeah.
And Kenny Vaccaro. So those three right there, solid. Right. Like, I know the Jets are trying to dump Richardson because the Jets are dumb, but... Like, as players, I think those guys have been studs. Right. And then we get into the first quarterback. Yeah. Your boy.
Oh, my goodness.
I just said that. EJ Manuel.
Yeah, I don't know why you said my boy.
I'm going to keep that going forever, though. Anytime EJ Manuel does something, I'm going to tweet at you and say, your boy, EJ Manuel.
The quarterback. He and Logan Thomas were probably the two quarterbacks I was so incredibly low on. I mean, Logan Thomas ended up getting drafted later. But he was getting that big hype for a while. I was like, what?
Future tight end, yeah. Logan Thomas.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my. But EJ Manuel, yeah, no thanks. He went in the first round. That's always going to be hard for me to understand, man. That's always going to be. I can't even believe that. And then Jarvis Jones. So I told you I didn't watch a ton of these guys coming out. Like, I didn't watch anything. Like, I did a couple mocks, like you said, but just for fun. Like, nothing actually studying these guys. But I knew the Jarvis Jones thing could happen with Pittsburgh, and so I was adamantly opposed to the pick because Jarvis Jones' testing was just atrocious. Like, this was not a guy you wanted to touch in the first round at a position where athleticism matters so, so, so much. So he'll forever be called a bust, but he should have been taken in, like, the fourth round. Like, look at his spider web on Mock Draftable sometime. He was 6'2", 242. His 40-yard dash was a 4.92. That's in the 6th percentile for edge defenders. At 242 pounds, he ran a 4.92.
I feel like what you just said was the story of the 2013 draft. And that was he got picked here, but he should have been picked in the 4th round.
Yeah.
Like, you could put any name in there, and it would almost make sense.
For a lot of them, 100%. Yeah. I mean, his vertical jump was 30 and a half inches. Danny Shelton jumped better than that. His broad jump... was in the 50th percentile. That was his best thing. He had an 11th percentile three cone, which matters a ton for edge rushers. His 20-yard shuttle was in the first percentile. 4.69 20-yard shuttle. You could run that right now in your car.
Hey, that's how numbers are for nerds, man. Numbers are for nerds.
I'm a nerd,
right?
I'm a nerd, then. You don't take that profound.
I'm out here drafting football players, and you're drafting calculators.
The 49ers got the worst of the two first-round safeties then. Eric Reed, right, in the 18th pick. He's been banged up. He had a good rookie year, but it's been all downhill since then. I actually liked him. I thought he was going to be a good player. I've been burnt by LSU safeties, which is why Jamal Adams scares me. LeRon Landry and Eric Reed I loved.
Ooh.
Yeah, scary.
Uh-oh.
Don't fail me, Jamal.
But then, so like the second half of this draft is way better than the first.
Oh, 100%.
Kyle Long, Tyler Eifert, Desmond Trufant, Xavier Rhodes, Nuke Hopkins, all these dudes, Travis Frederick from the Cowboys, and that's when that O-line started to get really solidified. Like, those dudes were good. Oh, right. Sharif Floyd, too. Sharif was in there.
Yeah, Sharif Floyd, unfortunately, his career might be over because of injuries, but good player when he was on the field.
I'll cry. He was part of that 2012 Florida team.
Yeah.
It was my first year that I was at the University of Florida.
And now Dom Easley, too, dude.
Spoiled. I know. Well, Easley's been hurt all the time, man. Right. But when I read that yesterday that he got carted off, I was just like, God.
Yeah.
He gets hurt all the time, and I hate it for him. Yeah. He's a beast.
Right. Yeah, he would be awesome if he could just stay healthy. But can't forget Bjorn Werner, right?
No, I forgot him. Trust me. So did the Colts.
We tried. He's not in the league anymore, I think. I'm pretty positive he's not in the league. Florida State kid. Bjorn Werner, man, what a first-round pick. I remember what?
In the second round, we just got some names here. One, Manti Te'o, okay? That's...
Man, you skipped right over Cordarrell Patterson.
Well, I know, my boy, but, I mean...
And Alec Ogletree, probably the most overrated linebacker in the league.
I'll tell you, I was so high on Cordarrell Patterson Robert Woods.
Oh, like, no.
Those two were my boy. And I'll forever just be like, yo, Robert Woods could be good.
Yeah.
And so, like, every team he goes to, I think he's with the Rams now. I'm like, Robert Woods is their best wide receiver. Like, I'm still pounding the table for Robert Woods. But, yeah, those were my two dudes.
And what about in Travis Frederick? I mean, the Cowboys taking Travis Frederick was one of the most criticized picks in this draft, and it might have been the best pick in the draft. I mean,
he
might be the best center in the league.
Yeah.
That was a great pick by them, and, you know, you can say what you want about Jerry Jones, and a lot of people think he's a schmuck, but, I mean, he drafts incredibly well.
They were playing chess that draft, for sure, and everybody else was playing backgammon or whatever.
Yeah. Matt Elam and John Cyprian going back-to-back, last pick in the first round, first pick in the second round, kind of illustrates the point.
Not great.
Justin Hunter, he's in Steelers camp right now, fighting for a spot, the 34th overall pick in this draft. Tennessee kid. Got Zach Ertz and Darius Slay early in the second round. That's not bad.
See, okay, then we get to Manti Te'o, who had this goal of his own. Then there's a bunch of dudes that don't matter. Kwon Short. Okay.
What about Geno Smith?
There you go. Geno doesn't matter, dude. We're getting a couple guys that don't matter.
We got to talk about him, though, right?
People saying that Geno's the best quarterback on the Giants.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm not even an Eli truther. Jeez. Yeah, that's bad. We thought were good in this draft, like Kiko Alonso after his rookie year, they're bad now. I mean,
Kiko's just a mindless tackling machine in every sense of the phrase.
He'll get dominated at the point of attack. Jamie Collins was down in the second round. Le'Veon Bell was down in the second round. Maybe you've heard of him.
This second round is where things like Le'Veon Bell, Jamie Collins, you have Eddie Lacy, Travis Kelce, Tyrann Mathieu. Like, these are all the day two guys. Jordan Reed. These are all the day two guys that's like, how did these guys not go top 32?
Right.
And the other dudes did.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Keenan Allen's in here too, who would be a Pro Bowler if he could stay healthy. Like, yeah. Day three was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Day two, you mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Right. Day two.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But it just, you know, for whatever reason. Oh, you got – I'm just looking at the list now. You got the Bengals drafting combine god Margus Hunt at pick 53.
Margus Hunt and Bjorn Werner and who's the other edge guy? Oh, the edge guys were just terrible in this class. Oh, my gosh. Like Barkevious Mingo, Deion Jordan, Margus Hunt, and Bjorn Werner. I mean, Ziggy Ansah looks like a god compared to them.
Correct.
What an atrocious class.
The Lions definitely made out with that one.
Yeah.
Montrevious in this class, who people said was going to be like a top 10 pick, and then the NFL went, nah, and now he just like can't play.
Dayton Jones was a first-round pick. We skipped right over him. That's freaking absurd. He's like the fifth best pass rusher on Green Bay. I think he's with Minnesota now. I didn't even know he was a first-round pick. I mean, this is the worst edge draft. Because Edge is my favorite player to scout, I would have pulled my hair out over this draft. I mean,
I wonder how you would have been at the time.
Yeah, I do too, man. Like, this could have been the draft that buried me if I fell in love with one of these clowns.
Well, every class. Well, I mean, you know, because like we all get caught up in every class.
Sure,
you know,
right.
it's the year that we have. So we would have been like, oh, you know, maybe this or that or another, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, I've never liked Mingo and Jordan. Mingo, Jordan, Jarvis Jones, Bjorn Werner, Dayton Jones.
It's bad.
And Margus Hunt, dude.
There's a reason why we're going over this class.
Oh,
it's bad.
My word. This could have set the NFL back decades if the next couple drafts hadn't been great. Oh, what a vicious draft. I'm trying to find like a late edge rusher that was good. Corey Lemonway, Lemonier, or whatever his name is. There's like nothing. Devin Taylor.
Oh, man. Ace Sanders was in this draft. Ace went to my high school.
Oh, my goodness. Did he? Were you guys buds?
Well, he went to Manatee High School, yeah. It was just in Brighton.
That's cool. Were you guys friends?
No, not at all.
Did he pick on you?
No.
No. Just nothing. It was neutral.
No. It's not the high school that I went to. It's just the high school that's good in my town.
Gotcha. John Simon honestly might have been like the best non-Ziggy Ansah edge rusher in this draft. John freaking Simon. I mean, I just looked through the whole class that was drafted, and Ziggy Ansah's the only good one. It was like John Simon and Alex Okafor are the next two. Unless I'm missing a name there. I don't know. But, yeah.
The QBs were funny, too. I mean, you had Manuel, Geno Smith. This is Tyler Wilson from –
Tyler Wilson
from Arkansas. Matt Barkley.
Zach Dysart out of Hive, didn't he?
Seventh rounder. Glennon. Dude, Mike Glennon. Glennon is actually the most successful quarterback.
Yep.
Out of every single quarterback in this class, and you know why? It's because he's never played.
Yep. Landry Jones are the best two quarterbacks. If you would have told me Landry Jones would be in the conversation for the best quarterback in this class, I'd have punched you in your face. That's insane.
Well, you'd be wrong, but...
I mean, he's horrible, but he's better than Manuel and Geno and Tyler Wilson and Dysart and Barkley and Nassib.
Mike Glennon's cashing that check, though.
Glennon's probably the best one, but we'll see. I haven't seen Glennon playing forever, but he was okay. He was better than Jones when he did play. So this year, man, that's a good point by you, because we've got a big rivalry no one's talking about this year. Glennon's going to have like five games, right, before Trubisky takes over.
True.
And Landry Jones is going to have five games whenever Ben inevitably gets nicked up like he does every year. So we're eventually going to – it's going to. This is the year, man, where we decide the king of the 2013 quarterbacks. Is it Glennon or is it Landry Jones?
The Bucks play the Bears early on this season.
No way.
Yeah, Glennon's going to be a starter, and they're going to eat that boy alive.
Yeah. Noah Spence is about to eat him up.
If the Bucks defense is available in free agency on your waiver wire for fantasy football, pick them up.
Yeah.
Pick them up.
Well, and one last thing before we wrap up. This running back group looked exciting for like a little while, even in the NFL, but now it's basically just Le'Veon Bell because, I mean, remember Jonathan Franklin, and then he had to retire early, the fourth-round pick for Green Bay. People were excited about him. Marcus Lattimore was a fourth-round pick. Injuries caused him to retire. Monte Ball was a second-round pick that I liked in college. I was actually kind of burnt on him. He flamed out in Denver quickly. Andre Ellington's been banged up. Joseph Randall got in all that trouble off the field.
Well, Eddie Lacy Denver's with his weird, weight. Man. C.J. Anderson's been –
oh, yeah.
I think
where's
when
he?
You give C.J. Anderson the ball, he's been fantastic. And then 100%. All of a sudden it's like, oh, he might not be the guy anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is going on in Denver?
Where's C.J. Anderson? Was he undrafted?
No, not in this draft. So, no, I was just talking about Denver because you were saying Monty Ball and the things in Denver and blah, 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 all that.
Right. I mean, yeah, but that's this running back. I mean, unless Eddie Lacy gets it back together, Giovanni Bernard's been hurt significantly towards ACL last year, and then you got Vontaze Burfict trying to take his knee out yesterday in practice. I mean, it's hostile. All these guys. Did you see that about Burfict?
No, what happened? Oh, yeah, when you go through – that was okay. Yeah, we'll end on this note. How stupid is that?
Yeah, incredibly.
Like, this isn't even a rookie.
Yeah.
This is a guy who has been on your team for what, 2-3 years? And you go low at his knees?
And he just had surgery.
Are you stupid?
Yeah, he is though. We know this.
Like, can you just not mentally process things? Like, there's two things here. Either one, Burfict's an idiot, which
right, we know
he's
he
made
is.
A case before for that being the case. Or two, he drafted Mixon really early in fantasy football. Okay, that's it. That's all I've got. Either you're a massive idiot, or you're drafted Mixon in fantasy football. Because why the hell are you going low at your running back? Your own running back.
Oh, preach it. Nah, yeah, we know this is perfect. At this point, we shouldn't be surprised, but we still are somehow. He just can't help himself, man. He likes to hurt other people. It's a problem. This was the draft, though. Running back Hive was out here. Like, People love Joseph Randle. People love Marcus Lattimore. People love Jonathan Franklin. People love Christine Michael, and they still do. He was in this class. Latavius Murray was down there in the sixth round. Spencer Ware was down there in the sixth round. The sixth round of running backs is probably better than the first round. I mean, nobody even went in the first round. Second round was Giovanni Bernard, Eddie Lacy, and Monte Ball, and Le'Veon, I think.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And Christine Michael. You could make an argument, if not for Le'Veon, that sixth round might be better, unless Lacy gets it together. Because Spencer Ware's going to have a solid season, I think, this year. But, yeah, what a weird – Rex Burkhead, the god, was in the sixth round of this draft. Theo Riddick was in the sixth round, who Theo Riddick would be a stud if he could ever stay healthy. There were some players, man. This draft had some players later rounds.
Just not up top.
Not up top, man. Interesting. Interesting class. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have more looks back at some of the drafts that we've scouted in the past. We'll get back to criticizing ourselves rather than just ripping on the NFL and any of you draft schmucks out there that had any of these guys super high. Shame on you. Should have had all the sixth rounders early. But we'll get back to that tomorrow. Yeah, we'll talk more about these prospects and more about draft classes that we've scouted in the past. But for now, baby, make sure you keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.